Our business news starts with a surprise announcement by the Federal Reserve. The stock markets continue to rally today on the Fed's announcement this morning that it will cut its discount rate on loans to banks by half a percentage point. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged up more than 300 points after opening. The news was a big relief to traders after a chaotic day of trading in Asia and Europe. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
The announcement came an hour before the markets opened. It's the most dramatic move the Fed has made yet during this period of volatility and rapidly falling stock prices. The Fed did not change the benchmark Fed funds rate, the number people typically refer to when they say the Fed raised or lowered rates. Investors have been, in some cases, literally screaming for the Fed to lower that rate. Instead, the Fed lowered what is called the discount rate by half a percentage point. The discount rate is the amount the Fed charges banks for overnight loans. By lowering it, the Fed ensures that more banks can have access to more money whenever they need it at a fixed, low cost. That's important because beginning last week, many banks have had trouble getting access to the liquid, ready cash they need to conduct day-to-day business. Last week's lack of liquidity sent panic throughout markets, sparking a fear of economic slowdown. Now, the Fed effectively told banks it no longer trusts market forces to resolve the crisis and that stronger central bank intervention is needed. Some economists worry this move might rescue markets in the short term, but cause long-term problems by rewarding bad investment decisions. Plenty of voices still predict a cut in that benchmark Fed funds rate sooner than next month's scheduled meeting. Today's move is the clearest sign yet that the Fed sees the potential for a real and dangerous economic crisis as the fallout of the failing U.S. subprime mortgage market widens. It's also an implicit admission that the Fed's moves last week were not enough to calm the markets. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.